Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's war on the energy industry, and specifically the fossil fuel industry, is actually a war on Americans, and thus a war on America to a very real extent. And while we have actual war waging in the Ukraine, we cannot deny that this current administration is helping to fund that war. It's an undeniable fact, folks. I want everybody to understand something because I'm inundated with people who say to me, the president doesn't set the gas prices. Don't blame Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't set oil prices. I cannot believe the lack of knowledge that some Americans have when it comes to this. So let me set the record straight for everyone out there who says that the president does not set the gas prices, has nothing to do with who the president of the United States is. You're very correct that the president does not set OPEC prices. But I want you to think of it in terms of yourself. Let's say you live in a town that has a supermarket, and that supermarket sells produce. And you go there to buy your vegetables, and all your vegetables are so much a pound. You don't set those prices. The grocery store sets those prices. But if you have a garden and you're making or you're growing your own and you really don't need to rely upon that supermarket for your vegetables, then what are you paying? See, this is the same thing. When Donald Trump left office, we were energy independent. Not only were we energy independent, we were the number one exporter. This ended under Joe Biden. Almost immediately, one of the first things he did upon taking the oath of office is to shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Then he began to shut down drilling on federal lands in Texas and Alaska and other places. In doing that, we were then reliant. We were then consumers. We were not the guys selling the vegetables. We were the people going into the supermarket to buy the vegetables. You understand? So now we are reliant upon the Middle East, and we are reliant upon Russia for our energy supply. And while Joe Biden does not set OPEC prices, whatever the OPEC prices are, we're going to have to contend with because we have no way of lowering them. You got to understand that when Donald Trump was in office and we were energy independent, OPEC was still setting the prices. They were saying, we want $70 a barrel, and he was saying, keep it. All right, we want $60 a barrel, keep it. It got to the point where they literally had barrels and barrels and barrels, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of barrels. They were giving away. They were just giving it away. That's why gas was $2 a gallon. So don't tell me that the president does not affect the gas prices. His policies affect what OPEC can charge and get away with charging. That's how the president's policies affect gas prices. And when Joe Biden, just as recently, let's see, when was it that Joe Biden did this? I think it was like 2 days ago. Joe Biden literally doubled down with the war waging in the Ukraine and said, we're not going to be drilling on these lands. We're not going to be drilling here. We're not going to be drilling there. So, of course, he's helping Vladimir Putin finance this war machine. China's benefiting, too. Because you know how China's benefiting? Because they're building literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of coal plants. So I want you to think about this. We are now producing a little simple math. We are now producing a little over a million less barrels per day of oil. I think it's about 1.3 million or 1.25 million, something like that. But let's just say 1 million. We're producing 1 million less barrels of oil a day than we did under Donald Trump. And that's conservatively. It's more. The cost of a barrel of oil is now $100. So now, instead of $100 million a day divvied out between who we're going to export it to, which we're selling it to, and giving it to the American people for far less, we are giving Putin and some Middle Eastern countries who would rather see us dead $100 million a day. $100 million is going to our adversaries. What would happen if the Democrats came before Congress and said, we have a bill to give our enemies. We would like to give Vladimir Putin and some of the other Middle Eastern countries who we're at war with, basically, or who hate us, that's what we'd like to do. Would you call them crazy? Would you say, what the hell are you talking about? You're giving $100 million a day to people who are our enemies? They'd be laughed out of Congress. They'd be called traitors. You're aiding and abetting the enemy. That's what we're doing right now, folks. We're giving them $100 million a day, minimum. It's more than that. Again, I'm being very conservative because I think we're probably producing about $1.4 million less. So that would be what? $140 million a day. A day. And we're producing 100 million barrels less, and Joe Biden literally says, I'm releasing 30 million barrels from our reserve to help lower the gas prices. Joe, it took 100 million a day, and we were still importing some. This is going to lower gas prices about 2 cents for 2 weeks. It's not even, it's just smoke and mirrors. He knows that's not going to help at all. And here's the dirty little secret. He doesn't care. He doesn't care because this is purposely done. Now they have a scapegoat. Now they have a boogeyman. Now they have someone who they can blame these horrible gas prices on. And wouldn't it be better if we just had all electric cars? Wouldn't it be better if we didn't have to rely on this? You're right. Giving Russia this money is a horrible thing. You're right. Giving the Middle East this windfall is a horrible thing. If we just all bite the bullet and go to electric cars, this will never, ever, never happen again. I got news for you. This oil is always going to be here. You think we're going to solve climate change by the United States just going to this? That's absurd. It's an absurdity. And some calculations say it's actually going to be worse for the earth if you go to the electric. You're still going to need oil. It's an absolutely ludicrous proposal. But they're sticking tight to it, folks. So they're gleefully clapping their hands while this happens. If you think this Biden administration is worried about the gas prices, they're not. The only thing they might be worried about is how is this going to affect 2022 and maybe 2024. But other than that, what they really are hoping for is it climbs so sky high that you can't travel because that's what they wanted to begin with. COVID to keep you into your house. Don't leave your house. You can't travel. There's no place for you to go. Every place is closed. And the places that aren't closed, you better stick as close to home as possible or you'll die. You can't even go into a different state or you're going to have to be quarantined there for weeks and weeks. Now that that hogwash is over, you can't afford to go. Either way, this administration wants to keep you as local as possible, in your house as possible, and having as few carbon emissions as possible. That's what they want. So they'll blame this war. They'll say, oh, this is why the gas prices are going sky high. They were heading there anyway. And I know there's some of you who say, well, I don't drive that much. It's not going to affect me all that much. Yes, it is. Let me explain something to you. When you go into your local supermarket to get certain products that are shipped from other countries, be it food products or household products or whatever it is, the chances they came over on a ship is about 90%. And what do you think that ship runs on? So you think they're not going to pass the cost of transport onto the consumer? Of course they're going to pass the cost of the transport onto the consumer. I know a truck driver who told me, bad enough, they have 300-gallon tanks, bad enough it was costing, even in the Trump administration, it was costing literally $600, $700 to fill up the truck. Now it's costing $1,200, $1,300. Some places, $1,500 to fill up your truck to get the goods to market. And what do you think these trucking companies are going to do? You think they're going to say, well, there goes our profit, but we'll still deliver it for free. We're only going to make a dime or two on everything, but a hell, what the heck? We're all Americans, right? We don't need to make any profit. We'll just do it out of the goodness of our heart. Wrong. You're going to pay for this. Every single thing, every item that goes up in your supermarket is a result of this. Every shortage that you see, you look around the shelves, where is this? Where is that? Well, the stores aren't getting as many shipments because they're not sending as many trucks. It's too expensive. It's far too expensive. Now, I understand and I agree with many of my listeners as well as many of the people, even on the left, who are saying this is a horrible, horrible invasion by Russia and the human tragedy that's being suffered here is unfeasible. You're right. You're absolutely correct. Now let me explain something to you. You caused it. Vladimir Putin had his eyes on doing this for a very long time. He was waiting for the opportune moment. The opportune moment is not when Russia doesn't have any money. The opportune moment isn't when Russia really can't finance this invasion. The opportune moment isn't when we can tell all of our European allies we can supply your energy and you don't need to turn to Russia to do it. That's why he didn't do it under the Trump administration. He realized this is going to be costly and it's not going to work because then the very same sanctions that are imposed on him now, if imposed on him then, would not just have been hurtful, it would have been devastating, it would have been crippling. Absolutely crippling. He couldn't have financed this war for a week. But the first move Joe Biden makes is shut down the Keystone Pipeline. No more drilling on federal lands. We're not going to be energy independent anymore. We'd rather give $100 million relief to countries who hate us and countries who want to wage war with other countries. Because the climate. It's a cult. It's an absolute cult. I don't know if climate change is real or it's not real, but I can tell you this. The science has not been decided. There are just as many scientists saying this is not a factor. This is not true, as there are saying we're all going to die in 4 years if we don't do something. So a few trees are being saved while the Ukrainians are being slaughtered like animals. And when asked point blank out, will you start drilling so that we can get some relief here and stop funding this war? You know what the answers are? Well, we steadfastly believe in climate change. Yeah, we get it. You're a cult of climate change. We get that. So what you're basically telling the American people is that because we worship at the cult of climate, that is more important than Ukrainian women and children. That's literally more important. So I told you, $100 million, conservatively, is what we're shipping off to countries currently waging war or who want to. So what's the $100 million lost to us mean? That if we had $100 million for just 1 week, $700 million, what you could do with that money? Do you understand what that means to the American economy? $700 million a week that we're not getting. And I'm surprised to find out that there are actually Americans who think this Iranian nuclear deal is a very good thing. Oh, yeah, we should get back into that deal. Well, wait a minute. What's the upside for us? Somebody please tell us what the upside is. You're going to give, literally give, a country who has stated that they want to see Israel blown off the face of the map the ability to produce a nuclear weapon. You same people who are now cowering around saying, oh no, Putin is on the loose. What happens if he pushes the button? What will we do? Are the same people who are saying, yeah, let Iran have nuclear power. Let them have the nuclear weapons. Oh. Yeah, that'll work out. That'll work out just swell. That'll be great. Now, I've warned and warned you on this show, and I'm going to warn you again. None of this is a mistake, folks. The mistake we are making as American citizens is to point at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and laugh and say, oh, Mr. Magoo, a lady who has absolutely no common sense. Two idiots. Two boneheads. Two empty suits who somehow managed to stumble their way into office. Clueless, no idea what they're doing, and destroying this country because they're clueless. Wrong. They know exactly what they're doing. Everything you see, including this war, they understand. They knew what was coming. You don't believe me? Well, let me ask you a very serious question. If someone said a group of people dedicated to overthrowing your neighborhood was on their way, but it was going to take them probably a month to really amass the amount of people around your neighborhood to take over your neighborhood, why would you wait to do something? Why would you wait till they actually got there and said, oh, hey, they're here now? We're hearing, oh, maybe we got to send them planes. Maybe we got to send them missiles. Why didn't we right then? The minute we found out that Putin was starting to amass troops, the right move was to say the following things. A, we are no longer buying any of your oil. Those sanctions immediately. All oil from Russia, done. B, we are opening up our drilling. And we will supply Germany, we will supply all of the European countries, because if they don't follow suit and they don't also stop buying your oil, we're going to impose sanctions on them. If China tries to help you, we're going to impose sanctions on them. And to be sure that this does not happen, We are sending in all the weaponry that the Ukraine would need to defend themselves should you decide that those sanctions aren't enough. Now go ahead and invade if you want. Never would have happened. Never would have happened. The Ukrainians, with what they have now, mounted a great defense. Can you imagine if they already had the weapons that they're begging for now? Why weren't they there before the invasion? We knew it was coming. I'll tell you why. Because this administration, as feckless and weak as they are, saw them coming and said, oh, he won't do it. We'll talk to him. Talking is the way to get this done. He respects talking. We're nice people. We're nice people. We're the people who tell you when you're being mugged in an alley somewhere, don't try to defend yourself. Just, okay, sir, here's my money. These are the same people. So when Putin's doing this, they're saying, don't worry. We're talking with our contacts there, and he's going to talk to us first. He's going to have a meeting with us. We're going to be on the phone with him, and we will talk, and we will resolve this in a peaceful manner like civilized people do. There's no need to provoke by sending weapons. There's no need to provoke by employing sanctions before anything happens. Everything will work out because we're showing good faith. We'll wait, Mr. Putin. We believe you'll be democratic and talk to us before you invade. What happened? You got played like a fiddle. Because not everybody in the world wants that, okay? Can you wake up and realize that if you go up to a bully and say, it really wouldn't be of any use to you if you beat me up. I'm smaller than you, and I don't really have much lunch money, and you don't really need the lunch money. Couldn't we just be friends? You're still going to get beat up. In fact, you're probably going to get beat up worse. You know what stops a bully? Greater force. That's what stops a bully. The bully stops when you say, my brother's 6'4" and went to prison for 3 years for mauling a man, and he's going to come over here and shove your tonsils up your ass. Then the bully all of a sudden says, well, maybe we should be friends. With negotiations and good faith. He doesn't have good faith. He doesn't respect good faith. He respects power. He respects strength. George Washington said the best way to prevent war is to prepare for war. Well, that's the same way with the Ukraine. We knew the troops were amassing. If you wanted to prevent the war, cut off his economic feasibility to fund this war, and arm the Ukrainians with enough weaponry to defend themselves. No, you waited. Just like you want to do with crime in this country. So-and-so said he's going to come over and kill me. Well, has he come over to try to kill you? No. Well, when he's actually killing you, when he actually has you on the floor and is choking you to death, if you call the police, we'll make sure he stops that. Yeah, well, that's too late. It's too late. You don't believe in any preventative measures. That's the problem. You don't want to show strength. This administration does not want to show strength. They believe in this pacifistic nonsense of if we don't show any strength, we won't be thought of as the aggressors. Well, they don't respect that. I'm not suggesting you go to war with Russia, but you got a better chance of going to war with Russia right now, right as we speak, than you would have if you did what I just said. Because what's Russia going to do? If they can't even invade the Ukraine successfully after your sanctions and arming them, they're sure as hell not going to invade any place else. They're sure as hell not going to pick a fight with somebody a bazillion times stronger. You think that's an accident that Vladimir Putin didn't do this during the Trump administration? He waited till he smelled blood in the water. And he said, I have the United States over a barrel, an oil barrel. They don't dare say too much. What are they going to do? People will get $5 gasoline and riot in the streets. They won't pump because they're the cult of climate change. The Middle East will hold their feet to the fire and say, we want $150 a barrel now. And now I love they're begging other dictators. They're begging Venezuela and other and Iran. Could you produce more oil, please? Great. How many dictators are we going to buy for? Does Kim Jong-un have any oil in the ground? Maybe we'll buy from him. Why is it better to buy from dictators who hate other countries or this country than it is to pump our own? Can you please explain to me? Because the flowers and the trees. Prove it. And that doesn't mean some little 16-year-old girl stumbling on stage with a tear in her eye saying, how dare you, because I don't believe anything she's got to say. She's a puppet. What you're doing with that girl is tantamount to child abuse. You're filling her head with nonsense that she's going to die unless she gets on stage and whines and complains and yells and screams and hollers like some kind of brainwashed, I don't know what, robot. And the very same people who say we must listen to the science now says we must listen to a 16-year-old girl who has no idea what science is. You don't think that sounds like a cult? Come on, folks. This isn't rocket science here. I am truly and honestly shocked and disturbed by the amount of people I've run into who do not realize that we control our own fate when it comes to energy. Shall we blame Trump? What is the logic that tells you we can't blame Biden, but we can blame Trump? I've never heard that logic before. What logic is that? People get on television from the Democratic Party and say, the rise in oil prices and gas prices at your pump is due to Russia. They're admitting, they are telling you we're at Russia's mercy. And you still don't believe it, I guess. It's still Donald Trump's fault somehow. I don't understand this. Your own leaders, the ones you voted for, are telling you, well, the gas prices are going up because of Russia. Okay. Well, then they're admitting that we are at Russia's mercy. They're admitting that our gas prices are reliant upon Russia, who put us in a position where our gas prices was reliant upon Russia. Who did it? Did Donald Trump do it, you morons? You're the ones responsible for this because you stumbled into a voting booth like a zombie and said, Don Lemon says Trump bad. And you didn't even think. Stock market's crashing. 401ks are crashing. Food is up. Inflation is up. Gas is up. Lumber is up. Everything in the world is up. The world is at war. In 1 year of a Biden presidency, and it's not his fault. Well, who the hell's fault is it then, Donald friggin' Duck? Who the hell's fault is it? None of this happened under the Trump administration. So spare me the nonsense. But make no mistake. The suffering you're doing right now at the pump and in the grocery store, this is intentional. This is not an accident. This is not the fault of misguided and ridiculously stupid policy. This is the fault of carefully calculated destruction of the United States of America as we know it. And that's not a conspiracy theory. I'll tell you why that's not a conspiracy theory. Because at some point, let's just say Joe Biden is totally inept. Imagine a president that got in there and for whatever reason, let's say he was fine when he was elected president, and a year down the road, he literally became totally inept and said, Chicago is our enemy. We're going to bomb Chicago. People would, in his own administration, would say, yeah, no, we're not doing that. This guy's got to be removed. He's delusional, and his plans are destroying the United States of America. So we'll just keep him comfortable, and you know, we won't show the public his face too much, and we'll run things behind the scenes. They did it for Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's last year of his presidency, he was incoherent. But the world didn't fall apart because you have people there backing him up. So it's not Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. It's the people who are pulling the strings behind them saying this is exactly what we want. The socialists, the Marxists, the neo-communists. You're funding their war. So when you see people on television, the Ukrainian people, and you feel horribly sorry for them, and your heart aches for the tragedy that's happening in that country, I want you to understand that you voted for it. You voted for a party who said, yeah, he'll probably invade. That's okay. Helps us along our way with the high, high gas prices and things. Gives us a boogeyman to blame everything on and helps further our clean energy agenda. Oh, some lives will be lost, and we'll yell and holler and say how much it's horrible and war crimes are being committed, and we'll send a few missiles and things, but we ain't going to stop buying the gas. Because if we stop buying the gas and gas shoots up to $7.50 a gallon, nobody will vote for us. See, this is all about power, folks. It's all about power. You elected this mess. You elected a man who is incoherent. You allowed that Democratic Party to handpick a woman who is almost as incoherent. Fully realizing neither one of them are running the country. Fully realizing this is just the face of the machine, and the machine is behind the scenes doing everything while these two people stay out front. You did that. You did that because the media told you Donald Trump was an evil, horrible person who said mean things about fat women. And because of that, the Ukrainian people are suffering. Because of that, the American people are suffering. Because of that, there's war in the West. I hope it was worth it. But not for one nanosecond should you think that this is all accidental and the fault of horrible policies. And if you think that this administration will not blame everything on Russia, you're wrong. This is their scapegoat. This is why they wanted this war. Russia's now their scapegoat. Not our fault. It's not our fault that Vladimir Putin decided to invade. Yeah, actually it is. But you'll play that off. Oh, he's just a madman. And because of him, we're all suffering. He's the evil one. Not us. Not us. Don't look at us. He's the evil one. Well, yeah, he's an evil one. But you caused it. And these very, you think they won't do that? These are the people who will look you dead in the eye and say, the reason meat is so high is because of these horrible, evil meat packers who won't go to work. The reason meat is high is because the fuel to get it here is so ridiculously high. If you want to blame corporations, I hear this all the time, too. I hear somewhat intelligent people say, these greedy corporations are doing this. They're taking advantage. Their profits are up 10%, 15%. Because they're greedy and they're raising their prices so their profit margin goes up. Wrong. You're making $15 an hour now if you were making $13. Guess what? You were better off if you were making $10 under the Trump administration. So should I say, well, I don't know. You shouldn't be complaining. You got a 25, 50% raise. How come you're complaining? You should be doing great, right? The dollar's not worth what it was, Einstein. So if these people report that they're earning more, they may be earning more, but it's buying less. That's why they had to raise the prices. When the dollar was worth a dollar and not 65 friggin' cents, then it was different. Let me just give a basic math. If you want to stop at a little kid's lemonade stand, and the lemonade stand is a quarter for a drink of lemonade, and you make $20 an hour, that's a drop in a bucket. Let's say I double your money. You make $40 an hour, but the kid's lemonade is $2.50. Which is better? You're getting more money, but everything costs more, so technically speaking, your buying power has been reduced. The amount that your money will buy has gone greatly down. So the figure itself means nothing. If gas was a dime and rent was 50 cents, then I guess you could make it on $10 an hour or $8 an hour. You'd be a millionaire, right? I don't understand why people don't get this. Biden, from the day he took office, his main goal, and you know it from his first several actions, his main goal was to shut down energy production in this country. Why? Did any one of his people say, you know, sir, if we totally destroy the energy production in this country and become reliant upon Middle Eastern oil and Russian oil, we're technically giving our adversaries $100 million to $150 million daily in revenue. They may, in fact, use that to build up their armies. They may, in fact, use that to build up their defense system. They may, in fact, use that to invade other countries or commit acts of terrorism. Do you think that's the wisest thing? Did anyone say that? No. You got AOC bugging her eyes out saying, the trees and the flowers. These are the people you voted for. I'm at a loss for words sometimes. Because I still run into people who say, nothing to do with Biden. It's nothing to do with Biden. Well, you're partially right, because he's oblivious and he has no idea what people are doing behind the scenes. He just goes out and reads from a teleprompter if it doesn't go too fast. He probably doesn't know what's going on. Kamala Harris is just lost in the shuffle. You ask her a question about Ukraine, and all she can do is tell you how to spell it. What's going on in the Ukraine today, Kamala? The Ukraine is a country spelled U-K-R-A-I-N-E. And during the World War, they were actually mostly Nazis, but this is many, many, many decades ago, so they're not that today. And I believe their president might have voiced Paddington Bear for the Ukraine release of the movie Paddington Bear. Well, thank you. Thank you for that in-depth report on the Ukraine. Thank you very much. That's who's representing your country. That's who's going down to, for peace talks, right? Well, let's go down and have some talks with our allies and see if we can rally everybody together. This is the woman. The woman. Good luck to you. Is that who you want going down? If you would take 5 seconds to search Donald Trump talking to NATO leaders, specifically Germany, about Russian oil, you would find out that Donald Trump predicted this. Donald Trump pointed his finger in the face of one of the NATO members and said, how do you expect us to agree to defend your country should something happen when you are 100% reliant upon Russian oil? You want us to protect you from a country that you are relying on for your energy. It doesn't make sense. But he's a friend of Vladimir Putin. While he's down there trying to convince our allies to financially ruin Vladimir Putin and Russia, he's a friend of Putin. While he refuses to give him his pipeline and keeps his army in check because they don't have enough money to invade, he's a friend of Putin. But when Joe Biden takes office and says, here's your pipeline back, Vlad, and here's $100 million a day, he's not. He's tough on Putin. I swear you people got to wake up from your comas. You see, here's the problem. It is not a crime to be uneducated about certain things. Somebody calls up on this show and asks me about opera. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I can't answer any of your opera questions. But here's the thing. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert. I'm not going to pretend I say, well, I'll tell you who the greatest is and I'll tell you exactly why. I don't know. So if you want to sit there and say, listen, I don't know enough about these foreign policies and about the oil business and about the energy and how much money's going in, and I'm willing to learn, that's fine. But if you just want to shake your head and said, I voted for Biden and therefore it's not his fault, you're a moron. And the people of the Ukraine, well, they don't have time for you and your moronic opinion. Time to have acted was before Putin invaded. And now I fear it's too late. I mean, what would you like us to do? Send in troops and we have World War III and everybody's going to live in a bomb shelter because it's going to be nuclear. And I got news for you. It'll be more than nuclear. It'll be biological warfare, chemical warfare, you name it. Do you think the atmosphere, they're so worried about the climate now and the atmosphere? Oh, you wait to see what would happen if we put any boots on the ground or even in the air. But that's okay. We got to stand up to that horrible man. But when the time came to stand up to him before he did this, you sat and wrang your hands like a bunch of sissies, saying peaceful negotiation is the way to stop this. Wrong. Again, what have you been right about? What in this country is better now? Please, somebody please tell me, because I always hear this. Oh, we're better off under Biden. Better off in what way? Explain to me what way. Well, how is my life better right now? How is the United States in a better position right now as we speak? Caller, are you there?
Oh, I'm here all right. Marcus,
got a question, comment? Yes.
Yes, yes, I do, sir. How all these folks, and you know who I mean, Democrats, care so much about climate change, yet they were taking their private jets to the climate accord. Interesting. You care about so much about climate change, but you're poisoning the air with your private jets. Did they take a boat over? No, of course not. They took their planes, took private planes. Yeah. Okay. So you mean to tell me that the corporations are the reason that the meat prices are going up? Yeah. Let's blame big meat. That's what they call it. Big meat. And big corporations, and they're getting greedy. I heard, what the hell's her name, Pocahontas there, Elizabeth Warren, say that Kroger's profits have gone up over the last quarter. Really? Because, what exactly did they do for their profits to go up? They didn't do anything. Their profits didn't go up. You're spinning it.
Here's the thing. On paper, you can say that. On paper, that would be like me saying your wages went up, but your buying power goes down. So now, for Kroger's to be even and say we're technically making the same amount of money we were buying power-wise, their profits have to go up. Have to go up a 15, 20%. If it doesn't go up that much, then they're behind because the dollar's not worth as much. If I tell you the dollar is worth 95 cents, dollars, then your buying power is $1.90. If I tell you the dollar is worth 50 cents and you make $3, your buying power is only $1.50. So even though it looks like you made more money, your buying power is not the same. Your buying power is actually less. So they're comparing apples and oranges, and they're doing it on purpose to make it look like they're the bad guys. Call
it. No, you're absolutely right. And to make it spin it as if to give the less informed people, something to talk about. Honestly, it's really getting on my – if I hear one more person say that the rising gas prices are not Biden's fault, I'm going to rip my hair out. I want to scream at them because, yes, it is exactly 100% his fault. Who closed down the pipeline on day one? We were energy independent. We didn't have to rely on Venezuela or Russia or Iran or Afghanistan, whatever. We didn't have to rely on anybody. Matter of fact, they had too much. They had too much of it. It's like, guess what? You're selling it at this kind of price. We don't want it. We got our own. Thank you very much.
We literally had them asking us to take it. It was a negative. They were saying just take it because it's literally rotting away in the fields. They were giving it to us $20 a barrel, and then we weren't even taking that for a while. You see, what Biden doesn't understand when he gets up there on television and says, I'm doing everything I can to lower the gas prices, that's not true. Do you not understand that when you have less supply of something, then obviously the price of that something goes up? Well, we currently have less supply of gas because you have cut off all federal drilling on federal properties, and you've closed down a potential Keystone pipeline that would have helped. So, of course, the price is going to go up. We have less. And because gas is going up and because the stores can't get all of their shipments in because they can't afford it, we have less products. So the value of that product goes up. It's basic economics. If you don't understand basic economics, then I don't know what to say. For the life of me, I do not get it. He said the left will point to relatively rural and somewhat undereducated voters and say, see them, they're all Trump voters, all of these yokels and farmers and rednecks. They don't know nothing. They're Trump voters. Okay, well, you know what? Here's the problem. You had levels of Trump voters that were, okay, maybe they were basic common people who didn't, they weren't political junkies and they don't know how everything in the world runs. But then you had the extraordinarily educated people who did. So both of those people were on Trump's side. You know who wasn't? The ideologues in the middle. The ones who are book smart and life stupid. Who don't understand basic economics but think, well, the earth is going to come to an end in 6 months if we don't stop pissing in the river. I don't know what the hell. For once, we had the actually educated people who were actually world smart, if not book smart, and perhaps the undereducated people who worked real hard and are the backbone of this country, come together and say we need Donald Trump as the president. But it was you ideologues and you elitist, ridiculous snobs who think you know everything and you know nothing. There's nothing more dangerous in this world than someone who insists they know everything and they know nothing. And that is your typical Biden voter. They don't want to hear it. You can't sit down with a Biden voter and say, let me explain to you why this, in fact, is Biden's fault. They don't want to hear it. No, 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 it's Donald Trump. Orange man bad. You're wrong. OPEC sets the prices. No, yeah, but we don't need to buy from OPEC. Oh, no, no, you're wrong. Okay, well then, you're the ones giving $100 million a day to Russia and the Middle East. And you know what? Cry yourself a river when you're watching on television these poor people being bombed because you helped finance it. You and your vote helped finance that. I hope you're proud. My vote did not help finance that. Your vote did. So if you're better educated and you understand the world so much better, how come the world is falling apart? How come? How come every liberal city is filled with crime and poverty and homelessness and horribleness and food lines and soup kitchens and all kinds of stuff? How come? How come if you're smarter than everybody else? I mean, at some point, somebody's got to call you out on your bullshit. Somebody's got to call you out and say, if you're so smart, how come you're ruining the world? If you're so smart, how come everything is failing that you do? Because smart people don't fail at everything they do. And if Donald Trump is so stupid, how come he was successful? People are afraid to say it. I'm not. The Biden voter, average Biden voter, I don't know, think they know crap from applesauce, to be perfectly honest. I just think they're these people who are smug, self-righteous. They think they're college educated, so they say, well, I must be right, even though you weren't educated, you were indoctrinated, so all you know is what you were told, and you never fact-checked it, so you're wrong. Caller, I think that's a lot of the problem.
Yeah, you know, the ones that claim to be fact-checkers are absolute imbeciles. So, you know, you could fetch – if you are the – you know, you think you're the most educated person because you went to some – you went to some college and they indoctrinated the crap out of you and you just repeat what they say, what they tell you, like a parrot, well, then you're life smart, right? You don't know common – you pretty much don't know common sense. It's exactly what they're feeding you. It's exactly what they're spewing out. And you go back to your mommy's basement – and continue to take, you know, surveys online for 5 cents a pop while your major in gender studies and your degree in gender studies.
Yeah, that's really going to help. You see, that's the problem. While Vladimir Putin was amassing an army across the Ukrainian border to invade, we were having hearings with our military about, are we too drenched in white privilege? Are we not inclusive enough? Yeah, Vladimir Putin really cares about that while he's bombing innocent civilians in friggin' Ukraine. You idiots. And just to prove, last week, this administration put new restrictions on building liquefied natural gas terminals in the United States. Just last week. And that's needed to liquefy natural gas and place it in tankers to be shipped to Europe and everywhere. You tell me that's an accident? Was Ukraine being invaded last week? I believe they were. You think that's the time? So instead of actually saying, maybe you're right, during this extreme crisis, maybe we will have to drill. During this extreme crisis, maybe we will have to make some exceptions to the rules we made. No, they're doubling down. They're saying not only are we not going to make any exceptions, we're going to exacerbate the problem by further making restrictions. And you still say it's not his fault. There's nothing more I can say to you. If you truly and honestly believe that, then I'm sorry. There's nothing I can say to you. If you believe the Easter Bunny comes to your house with a basket full of eggs and hides them in your lawn, then you do. And I could put up a trail cam to prove to you that it's not. And if you refuse to look at the footage, then I guess you still believe in the Easter Bunny, and that's fine. But then don't insist that I'm wrong because you believe in some ridiculous pipe dream that everything the Democratic Party does is right and righteous and good and fair and moral, when in fact it is the exact opposite. It is designed to make this country a socialist, Marxist country. And the day will come when you will open your eyes, because they'll be forced open. And maybe on that day you'll say, shit, I was wrong. Much like our current leader said that when the bombs were being dropped in the Ukraine. Shit, I was wrong. He did invade. Or when we took our military out first in Afghanistan. Shit, I was wrong. That was a bad decision. Yeah, but it's too late. The Democrats always seem to wise up when it's too late. Now Nancy Pelosi says, I'm for totally ending any Russian oil coming into the United States of America. The follow-up question by a reporter who had an IQ over a tin can says, well, are you for drilling on federal lands to alleviate what is going then be a tremendous surge in gas prices? No, I'm not. Oh, so that's your solution. Your solution is let the American people pay more because I'm rich and I don't care. And if you're poor, that's your fault. I thought you were for the common person. I thought you were for the hardworking average American person. Somebody needs to ask Nancy Pelosi, if you're for the common hardworking person, how could you possibly say that when you know that's going to make gas $7, $8, $9 a gallon? How can you possibly say that? Well, her response is, I don't care because I'm a multimillionaire. I don't care if it's $50 a gallon. I'll go where I want when I want. Yeah, but what about the kid that's working at Burger King and has to travel 19 miles one way to get there? Well, fuck him. Fuck him right in the ear. Who cares about him? That's your Democratic Party. They're a bunch of liars. To them now are Marxists and socialists and flat-out communists. And the few remaining ones that aren't are either so old and feeble that they don't know what the hell they're doing, or they're too wimpy to stand up and say, this isn't my party, and I will not have any part of this anymore. It's a shame, folks. It's a shame. I say you better prepare, because the inflation rate on everything, not just gas, you're paying more at the pump, you just wait. You wait till you go to the supermarket in 2 weeks. You just wait. Your little $15 an hour bonus when you were making $13 before that you thought was going to put you over the top, you're going to be so buried that you'll be begging you were making 10 under the Trump administration. That's the fact. That's just a plain fact. Your dollars were less right now than it was under the Trump administration by far. So you making a couple of extra dollars means absolutely nothing. It's still going in your food pantry and your gas tank. Not seeing one dime more, not one nickel more. Not one. As a matter of fact, you're in the negative. But don't worry, the Democratic Party, they kept their promise. You got a little bit of a raise, peasant. How dare you complain? So gas went up 75 cents in 2 days. Your wages went up 50 cents an hour. That offsets the cost. You're okay. It's unbelievable. Just you remember this. This war in the Ukraine was 100% preventable with a good administration and a tough administration. And this war on fossil fuel energy is not only what caused this Ukrainian war, but it's what's causing this depression. And it's getting to the point where it's not just inflation, it's almost going to be a depression. And it's no accident, folks. It's a calculated decision. And some of you voted for it. The sad part.